What we have to do? Oh, man. Be consistent like how we were in the beginning. Do everything the right way. Can't do it sometime. What I mean by that is, like, at one point in the game, 10 people might be doing it right. But that ball always find that one person. Not saying they ain't trying hard. They might not play correctly and always end up finding themselves. So this matter is getting back, being consistent straight across the board. There ain't nothing major we have to do, no overhaul. It's a matter of within us being consistent, just playing a technique. No fatigue. I mean, it's real on the individual. By week 8 of the season, you in shape regardless. And, like, it shouldn't be, number one, ain't no physical fatigue. If anything, I always say mental fatigue. It might be a mental lapse. Mental fatigue, I use bad when you get tired and be thinking too much. You might have a mental lapse, you might have forgot. But false fatigue, playing a part in all this, I don't think so at all.
Grant, is it a mystery how you can play so well for the first half of the season and things just go wrong for the second half?
Yeah, it is, because you're trying to figure out what it is. You're trying to get your fingers, trying to plug up in the holes that it is in it. But in reality, it's not. We're really doing self-inflicted wounds that we gotta correct. And that's like when I went back, as far as technical part, it's not really that people's not trying. We got to be one accord on every play. That one person that might mess up, the ball always seemed to find that person, and that's what we got to correct. So it's really nothing major to me at all.
How much is it just getting back to basics?
I mean, that's what I mean by playing everybody being one accord, being fundamentally sound. I mean, you know, if you try to do more than your job, try to do somebody else's, that's when you kind of mess up, and that's when plays happen. So, like you said, it gets back to basics. Being fundamentally sound, doing your job and your technique, everybody doing that one accord, then we should be fine.
Canard, does it make it even more frustrating the fact that this is a good team and you know it versus a team that maybe that you bet on that isn't so good and maybe losing them? Make it even tougher to take?
I guess the big thing is that we've shown it. It was to be different. We didn't show it at all. But we showing it the first part of this year, and then we'll get some good teams also. So that's the thing that you kind of look at, like, okay, what is really happening? And right now, we just got to be more technically sound and do our job, and that's it. There's nothing major at all.
Kyle was saying that they were going over some playoff scenarios today, and he was all interested. He said some guys wanted to know, some didn't want to know. Were you interested?
I don't think I want to know about Arizona, really. I mean, ain't nothing against him. That playoffs now is not even here. And we got to worry about this game ahead as far as what we got to taking hand. So when we get there, it's cool. Like I say, you cross that bridge when you get to it. Right now, Arizona knocking on that door. So whether us going to let them in or not, it's all on us.
You know, you believe in momentum, both positive and negative. Do you believe a team
that's
lost four in a row just kind of expects to lose?
It depends on the character of the individuals on the team. That's what it comes down to. It depends on whether people believe it or not. You can be on a losing streak and believe you saw it or not. That's like you. Somebody say you're an awful reporter, are you?
Nobody's
no.
ever said that.
Well, in your face? I mean, somebody tell you that. It's up to you if you're going to believe it or not. Somebody can tell me that all I want. I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Whoopie-dang-doo. I know how good I am. And that's all that matters to us. Anybody can talk bad about you, how terrible you are. As long as you believe in yourself that you're good, that's all that matters.
Looking at Leinart on film, how much of it all does he look like a rookie to you?
He's improving and getting better. I mean, nowadays, a lot of young quarterbacks are playing. So, I mean, you do have your little rookie standards here and there. But also, there's older guys who make the same mistakes who's a rookie. So, in doing that, you go in this game and kind of look at him like, you know, he's a good quarterback, and he's better than some other quarterbacks that's in the league that's already there. So, I'm not saying he's great, but you know he's a good quarterback. But the thing is, you can't take him lightly or worry about no rookie, this and that, or these circumstances. We got to do what we do best. And that's try to put pressure on them, try to make bad decisions, and go from there. So as far as being a rookie or vet, it might have some helpful hints for here and there, but I wouldn't just try to put that in the bag as far as saying, okay, he's a rookie, this is what we're going to do, this is what we're not going to do. Then they beat Seattle last week, right? And we lost to Seattle. So let's go from there.
How different is the psychology in a locker room between a four-game winning streak and a four-game losing streak?
What's the difference? You want to be honest with you? I really think it should be that much different. You still should have the same approach to every game. I mean, you losing, of course, if anything, you should have more drive in your body, more eagerness to go out there and get it right. If anything, it should be any difference at all. Personally, I just try to take it the same. I mean, go out there and get better and try to end the streak. or try to extend it, either winning or losing.
But being human, how tough is it not to feel down at times where as opposed to the team's winning and you're really not feeling that way?
Oh, this is your job. I mean, that's how I look at it. I mean, I can't go down there and feel down about myself. If I do that, then I'm not going to let myself down. I'm letting my teammates down. If you do that, you ain't going to give it 100%. You ain't going to try your hardest. And you're going to start doubting and start thinking twice. So my thing, if you're losing or, you know, just let doubt in your mind, if anybody should go pick them up, hey, let's go. Let's get better. Try to win the next game.